One dramatic illustration of the positive philosophy in action is written in Coal Dust. As a heat source, coal seems a simple trade-off. We accept environmental degradation and the inevitable death and crippling of a number of coal miners, 350,000 accidental deaths since 1800, 750,000 cases of black lung disease, and an unknown number of permanent and temporary injuries, in exchange for warmth in cold weather and for other good things. But all sorts of unpredictable benefits flowed from the struggle to make the business of keeping warm efficient, and the world of forced schooling was dictated by coal. Consider the romantic gaslight era, which by 1870, as far away as Denver and San Francisco, graced the nights of American villages and cities with magical illumination made possible by coal gas produced when coal is purified into coke. In addition to allowing the steel industry to replace the iron industry, the major unforeseen benefit turned night into day as settlements blazed with light. And with illumination, coal had only begun to share its many secrets. It was also a storehouse of chemical wealth out of which the modern chemical industry was born. Coke ovens produced ammonia liquor as a byproduct from which agricultural fertilizer is easily prepared. It's also a basis for cheap, readily available, medium-yield explosives. Coal yields benzol and tars, from which our dyes and many modern medicines are made. It yields gas, which can be converted into electrical energy. It yields perfumes and dozens of other useful things. During the production of coal gas, sulfur, the source of sulfuric acid vital to many chemical processes, is collected. Coal tar can further be refined into kerosene. From 1850 to 1860, the German scientist August Wilhelm von Hofmann, working at the Royal College of Chemistry in England, made discoveries inspired by coal's extraordinary hidden potential, which elevated chemistry into a national priority in those countries which maintained extraterritorial ambitions like the United States. By 1896, heavier-than-air flight had been achieved, long before the Wright brothers, when a pilotless steam airplane with a 40-foot wingspan began making trips along the Potomac River near Washington in full view of many important spectators. As great as coal and steam engines were at stimulating social ferment, they met their master in oil and the internal combustion engine. Coal is twice as efficient an energy source as wood. Oil, twice as efficient as coal. Oil made its debut just as the Civil War began. As with coal, there had been ancient references to this form of liquid coal in Strabo, Dioscorides, and Pliny. Records exist of its use in China and Japan in the pre-Christian era. Marco Polo described the oil springs of Baku at the end of the 13th century. All that was needed was an engine adapted to its use. The first patent for the use of gasoline motive power was issued to England in 1794. By 1820, at Cambridge University, men knew how to use gas to move machinery. By 1860, gas engines were in limited use all over Europe, 400 in Paris alone. The first American exploitation of any importance occurred at Seneca Lake, right here, New York, in 1859, not a long ride from the ancestral home of the Rockefeller family in the town of Bainbridge. Following the lead of coal, oil was soon producing a fossil fuel transformation of American society, even though irregular supply kept oil from achieving its dominant place in the energy pantheon quickly. But by 1898, the supply problem was solved. 12 years later, oil replaced coal as the energy of choice, delivering advantages by weight, saving labor in transit, storage, and extraction, and just as with coal, undreamed-of bonus benefits were harvested from oil. In 1910, A windfall of 3 million horsepower hours was generated from waste gas alone, thrown off by oil used in blast furnace operation.